It's time for America Outdoors Radio. The fast-paced hour of Outdoors Radio ahead is not only awesome, but unlike those other shows, you can actually sleep in for this one. Better still, we've got a special Pacific Northwest edition for you. You won't find this version of America Outdoors Radio anywhere else, and you'll only hear it here on KRKO AM 1380.
It's our last Saturday morning on Fox Sports KRKO. We've loved our home here in Everett, and the staff have been nothing short of amazing. But beginning next Saturday morning at 7 a.m., we are moving to Seattle Sports Station, KJR AM 950. I hope you'll join us there from 7 to 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings, and then feel free to switch the dial right back here if you choose to do so. This week on the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, we'll be talking to Nate Treat. He got promoted to the position of fishing department manager at the Sportsman's Warehouse store in Everett, and he's got a lot of fishing experience too. Nate's going to tell you about two events going on today. The first is a Kids Day event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lots of activities, lots of stuff for the kids are going to enjoy. The second is a casting demo with a very special fly rod made right here in Western Washington. That demo, taking place at a casting pool set up at the store, will be from 12 to 4, and you can also win a big prize for attending this demo, too. By the way, both events are free. We are chatting with Nate at the bottom of the hour, and at the end of the show, Bob Loomis, our old friend from Max Lure Company, is back to tell you about a western U.S. lake kicking out some really big kokanee right now, one you may want to put on your to-do list to fish sooner than later. Before we talk to Nate and Bob, though, we need to tell you what's hot right here in the Pacific Northwest, and it's brought to you every week by your local Sportsman's Warehouse store on Everett Mallway in Everett. We haven't given you a Puget Sound fishing report for a couple of weeks, and we're overdue, so here we go. Last Saturday was a halibut fishing day in marine areas 4 and 5, and a total of 44 of those hallies were checked into CQ, outdistancing anglers fishing out of Port Angeles by quite a ways. On Sunday, creel checkers found the majority of fishermen trying their luck in marine areas 11 and 13 out of the Port Defiance boat ramp and boathouse, but the catch and keep fishing was so-so. Only 35 Chinook were checked for 168 anglers, for an average of about one salmon kept for every five fishermen. Heading south to the Columbia River, the shad run has been nothing short of epic this year, with over 5 million shad counted at Bonneville Dam. Fishing still remains good below the dam here, but another place to try, as June rolls into July, is below John Day Dam. You can access fishing areas below John Day Dam from both the Washington and Oregon side of the river. Speaking of Oregon, from the guide's forecast, we learn there have been some spring Chinook taken in Upper Tillamook Bay over the last week, but overall, fishing has been slow in the month of June. Historically, though, the end of June is the best time to fish here, so a trip could be worth your while. As for the Tillamook area rivers, they are kind of slow for Chinook fishing right now. And finally, from NorthwestFishingReports.com, we learned the muskie fishing was hot on Pierce County's Lake Taps last weekend, but hot is a relative term when it comes to muskie fishing. Poster KSwift253 reported one muskie caught and released, and two more seen by the boat that didn't strike for him and his fishing buddy. When it comes to the fish of 10,000 casts, though, I guess that's what you call a pretty good day. And now you know what's hot and what's not right here in the Pacific Northwest.
And with that, let's head to this week's national edition of America Outdoors Radio.
NorthwestFishingReports.com is the Northwest's largest fishing reports website, featuring well over 50,000 fishing reports, videos, articles, and more, all 100% free. Catch more fish with Northwest Fishing Reports. Log on today.
Are you an outfitter, sporting goods retailer, boat dealer, or someone else in the outdoors industry? If you are, you know targeted advertising works best, and what would work better than advertising with America Outdoors Radio? Our hour-long show is heard throughout Seattle, Everett, and the East Side every Saturday morning, and your message will be heard there too. Want to find out more? Contact me, John Cruz, through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Are you looking for a game changer to help you catch more trout, kokanee, and salmon? No problem. Just tie on Max Crip Lure. Cast it or troll it. Either way, its specially designed ring chamber emits a low-frequency vibration with its erratic movement. It will catch more fish and make them strike. Better still, the different colors for the lure can be matched to just about any fishery. Look for the Crip Lure from Max Lure Company at a sporting goods store near you or go online at maxlure.com.
Tillamook Bay is considered the greatest fishing experience on the West Coast for fall Chinook salmon and winter steelhead, and Dungeness crab is plentiful. Five major rivers connect with the ocean on the Tillamook coast. It's not unusual to snag a 40 to 50 pounder. Go out in a boat or stand on a riverbank or dock. Try fishing from a dory boat and experience the thrill of a beach launch and landing. Use spinners, sand shrimp, or salmon eggs to lure them. The fish will line up to grab your bait. Go to TillamookCoast.com/fishing to find guides and places to stay.
We're talking to Mike Miesberg again at Mardon Resort at Eastern Washington's huge Potholes Reservoir. Mike, why is your resort so popular every summer?
Fun in the sun, in a beautiful warm camping area, swimming area, fishing for all kinds of fish, especially topwater bass fishing.
We are just scratching the surface as to why you'll want to head there this summer. Find out more at MardonResort.com. That's Mardon Resort, where the fish bite, but we don't.
It doesn't matter what sort of adventure you're after. Whether it's big game deep in the backcountry, a day of fishing out on the water, or an overnight in the great outdoors. At Sportsman's Warehouse, we've got the gear in here for what you need out there. Gear up for your next adventure at one of the Sportsman's Warehouse stores or shop online. Sportsman's Warehouse, America's premier outfitter.
It's time for another local shot of the outdoors. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, and you'll only hear it here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
It's time to check in with Nate Treat. He's the fishing department manager at the Sportsman's Warehouse store at Everett Mallway in Everett. Nate, it's Saturday, June 30th. There is a lot going on at the store today. Let's start off with Kids Day taking place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. What's that all about?
So we're going to have a bunch of activities for kids to do. There's going to be a couple of vendors coming in to showcase some kids-related products. And we're going to have a casting competition. We're going to have some activities with arts. And each department's going to put something on.
Now, from noon to 4 p.m. on that casting pond you're setting up, you've got something else going on, a demo involving a company called OPST. And you're giving away some prizes, too. Tell our listeners about that.
So OPST stands for Olympic Peninsula Skagit Tactics, and they are at the forefront of fly fishing. It's a single-handed rod skagit casting shooting heads. And so it sounds kind of weird, which is why we're setting up a casting pond to get fly guys in to come try it out. It's going to be really cool, and you'll have a chance to win an entire setup.
Well, I like it. And the first 50 customers, I understand, are getting a free reel case. And again, folks, if you've thought of using a spay rod, think of this rod. It's a one-handed rod. And I understand this is designed to use in situations where you just don't have room to maneuver a traditional spay rod.
Yeah, it works like a modified roll cast, but with a heavier shooting head so you can cast heavier nymphing rigs and sink tip. It's super cool.
All right, so whether you want to go for Kids Day or whether you want to try out this new fly rod on the casting pond and be entered for a chance to win the grand prize, which includes a whole setup that'll get you out on the river fishing, just go to the Everett Sportsman's Warehouse. They're located on Everett Mall Way. The time again for the casting pond demo is noon to 5 p.m. First 50 customers get a free reel case, and the kids' day is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the same store. Thanks for sharing this with us, Nate.
Absolutely.
There's a whole bunch more of the great outdoors coming your way on Fox Sports 1380. Let's get back to the local outdoors scene. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, heard exclusively here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
It's time again for another Max Minute.
Fish on.
brought to you every week by Max Lure Company. With us again, Bob Loomis, and the topic again this week is kokanee. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John.
So, Bob, last week we were talking about kokanee destinations in Western Washington and Oregon. Let's talk about kokanee destinations in the Rocky Mountain states. Up in northwest Montana, you've got places like Coconusa Reservoir and Bitterroot Lake that are good kokanee fisheries. What about Wyoming? I know you've got one that comes to mind where a really big fish was caught recently.
Flaming Gorge Reservoir.
Max Pro Guide, Mike Hall, he posted a very nice picture of a kokanee taken a couple weeks ago.
That fish that he posted looked like about a 4.5-pound kokanee. That was a nice fish.
But it's not uncommon to catch 3-plus-pound kokanee in Flaming Gorge Reservoir, is it?
No. Certain times of the year, certain years, you know, you can average fish that are upwards of 5 pounds plus.
Last week, you suggested one lure for these kokanee. Give us another suggestion for this week.
You know, beaded products, your spinners and stuff, at certain times of the year work very, very well. When fish, you know, they get into that neutral zone where they're not really excited, nothing really gets them going, you know, using the different types of reactionary lures. When you start running through your spinners, something like a Double Whammy Kokanee Pro works just fantastic for that type of situation.
You know, most kokanee lures I see have one hook on them. The Double Whammy Kokanee Pro, I guess because it's called a double whammy, has two hooks.
Correct. Yeah, fishing a double hook setup on any type of trolling application works very, very well, and especially with the kokanee. You know, they are a little bit softer mouth, but biggest problem is, you know, once you hook one, they're kind of half psychotic.
Well, we'll leave the psychology of kokanee at that. But folks, if you want more success, consider getting some Double Whammy Kokanee Pros. Tip them with either shoepeg corn or a maggot, and you'll likely be in business at a lake near you. Look for them at maxlure.com and in a sporting goods store near you. That wraps up our final broadcast here on Fox Sports KRKO. We want to thank the staff here, especially Tom and Chuck and Jeff. You've been of great assistance for the last 2 years. We've loved sharing our show with the greater Everett Seattle audience, but we haven't gone away. We're just moving to a new home. Starting next Saturday morning, you can hear us on Seattle Sports Station 950 KJR. I hope you'll join us from 7 to 8 a.m. Saturday mornings, and then feel free to tune it back to this great station.